You're listening to the Healing in Ramadan podcast with Samina Ali. Assalamu alaikum, listeners. Welcome to episode 3 of this Ramadan podcast series. Today, we're going to be looking at how to clear out the heart. We've looked at the importance of arriving in Ramadan the way we are. We've looked at recognizing that the heart is a vessel that carries, it's a container, which means it can carry great things which really, really serve us and make us happy and joyful. But it can also carry things that are really heavy and dark and negative, as I referred to in our last podcast. But that doesn't mean that they need to be there, because I addressed how they can limit our potential and our growth and just limit us in every area and aspect of our life. So today I want to focus on, you know, recognizing what those things are in our hearts. And how do we do this? And Ramadan, as I said, you know, in the previous podcast, is just the perfect time. It's the barakah of this month. It's the cleansing element of this month. We're trying to cleanse ourselves from our sins. We're trying to, you know, cleanse ourselves from bad habits, bad thoughts, bad intentions. We are trying to reap the reward of Ramadan. So it's like a reset time. And again, like I said, it's just the perfect time for healing. And it's just so, I'm going to use a very modern word, underrated, right? The healing aspect of Ramadan is just underrated. Underestimated sounds more familiar to me. It's just underestimated that Ramadan has this healing element to it. And we don't recognize that. And we kind of go into this machine mode. It becomes quite robotic as well if we're not careful. And I think this is one of the things I want us to be aware of, a robotic Ramadan, because that's not nice and that's not fun. And that's not even like the point of Ramadan. So looking at, like I said, you know, let's come back to the heart. What I want us to do and how to go about this is to do a deep dive. Do a deep dive into your heart and identify the heavy emotion it carries. Now, for everybody, that's going to be different. And, you know, you don't necessarily need to worry about clinical language like, oh, my heart is carrying trauma, or my heart is carrying, you know, sadness. I just want you to use the language that is most comfortable for you. So I want you to, at any point of the day and, you know, even the nights, because the nights in Ramadan are so blessed and they are just so tranquil. And there's this special thing that happens in the night of Ramadan that doesn't happen in the day. So you can use the night because it's quiet time for those who have children. You know, you won't have that disturbance, and for sure no disturbance from work either. So use, you know, whichever part of the day or night that suits you. And I want you to do a deep dive into your heart, you know, not literally, but really focusing inwards. Because remember what I said, we think it's the mind. We think the mind is the vessel that's carrying all this horrible stuff that I've been through, all this pain that I've endured in my life, and all these letdowns and breakups and betrayals. And we really think it's my mind that's carrying it. But, you know, that's where it's misunderstood, that it's actually the heart that's carrying it, but the mind is the one that's processing it. So I want you to do a deep dive into your heart and ask yourself, like, what are my particular heavy emotions like what are those feelings that I get? And like I said, you don't have to use any type of clinical language. Just use the language that suits you. And ask yourself, what are those emotions? What are these feelings that I'm getting? And so I'll make it easy for you and I'll give you some just normal terms that you can kind of refer to. And it could just be things like there's a sadness. It could even be like, I'm angry. It could be like, I feel wronged. It could be, I don't feel like I'm that important in anybody's life. So can you just see, I just use really ordinary terms, no clinical language. There's no need at all for using any kind of clinical language. So just real simple layman's terms and just ask yourself. And honestly speaking, like, subhanAllah, you're going to be doing the biggest favor to yourself, because there's probably so many unheard emotions, so many unaddressed pains in there that probably are saying, I'm so glad that you've noticed me today, because I've been sat here for a long time. So do your deep dive and really tune into what those feelings are. They don't need to make sense right now. That's okay. And write them down. I really want you to keep going until you feel that, wow, that's about it. Like, I think there isn't anything else. I don't care if there's two things or if there's like 60 things that come out. That's not even the point. And don't even get scared, by the way. If there is, for example, 60 things that come out, please don't feel scared, because alhamdulillah that it's coming out. So make a list for yourself of all these, like I said, emotions, not the good emotions, because we want to keep them there, alhamdulillah, not the good feelings, not the life feelings. We're happy that they're there. It's all the negative, the dark, the painful stuff. That's the things that we want to look at. That's the things that are our point of interest, because that's the areas that we want to heal. And that's the area that you need to heal from. And that's the areas that you deserve to be healed from. And like I said, I'm not going to emphasize it. I can't emphasize it enough. Is that look at the month that you will be doing this introspection, this dissection. Look at the month that you're in. So what better what better hands can you be in? You're in the hands of Ramadan. So really, really trust that. Really trust where you are right at this point when this is happening. So yeah, introspect, really deep dive into your heart. And write that list of all of those things, all of those feelings. And be prepared, because it can be a very sad time to see what comes out. It can feel quite scary as well. It can be very emotional. But I want you to be present with all of it. I want you to be present with this, when you're feeling scared. I want you to be present when you're feeling like this is really like emotional and overwhelming. I want you to be present if you break down and you need to cry. Don't let any of these things hinder you. I want it to come out. And like I said, you're in the best of hands. You're in the hands of Ramadan. The next really important thing would be, and you don't have to do this at the same time. So even just that list writing of emotions and all those, pain and grief and losses that your heart is carrying, it doesn't have to all be done in one day or in one session that you're going to have with yourself. It can be over a few days or even, like I said, even the nights of Ramadan. Take your time to just go back and connect with the heart again, do another deep dive, see what else comes out until you are sure that for now, this is it. And just to let you know, even if for now, this is it, that may change, because sometimes there is layers of pain. And once you've dealt with the layer, there may be more things that surface. But for, you know, right now, whatever comes up, alhamdulillah for that. And honestly, say alhamdulillah that all these things have come up for you. The next thing that I want you to do with that list would be to match it with a person or an event in your life. And what I mean by that is, if grief was coming up for you, I want you to identify where this grief is coming from. Was it at that time when your aunt passed away or your grandma passed away? Was it at a time when maybe your parents divorced and you lost one of your parents, not necessarily by death, but just, you know, sometimes we think grief is only associated with death, but it's not. Betrayal, for example, if betrayal comes up, I want you to write next to it, at what point of your life are you feeling this betrayal from? Was it when that friend cheated on you? Was it when you fell out with a sibling or felt betrayed by a sibling? Was it when someone shared your secret, your amana, with somebody else? Was it that kind of betrayal? A heartbreak. You know, if you are feeling like, you know, your heart's broken, when was that? Was it when you were a little child and you saw somebody you trusted and then they betrayed your trust? Was it when you really looked up to somebody and then you saw them do something else and, you know, your dreams kind of shattered or your idea of that person kind of shattered? So I want you to identify which area of your life is this pain, grief, loss, betrayal, sadness associated with? Because every emotion will have an association. What the real thing is sometimes identifying that the emotion, or sorry, the event or the person that you may identify may not be the first personal event that brought this emotion into your heart. So what I mean by that is that you may be thinking of grief, and the grief is coming from a grandmother that you lost last year. And that seems quite recent. That's fine. But I want you to just probe again and make sure, is that the only one? Because I feel it's something deeper. And you may realize, well, actually, it's not. The grief that I'm really feeling is a grief from my childhood, for example. And it was a time when maybe mom and dad separated or mom and dad divorced. And I felt like I lost one of my parents or I lost the family unit. So I do want you to recognize that sometimes what's coming up isn't necessarily the first and the be all of that emotion. There probably is more to it, and most likely in your childhood. So be very mindful of the fact that a lot of the emotions could actually have stemmed from your childhood. So like I said, the example I just gave a little while ago of, you know, an emotion of grief, and you're thinking, well, I lost my grandmother last year and I still haven't got over her. It may not be the first time you experience grief. And that's probably not where your heart is holding. It's probably another grief that was triggered in this grief of your, you know, you losing your grandmother or loved one. Because emotions will trigger something similar now that may happen to you. Someone, for example, who betrays you now can trigger something similar that has happened to you in the past. And my point of interest is that we heal from all of them and not just the most recent one. Most of the time, the most recent one isn't really the actual, the real heavy emotion that's sitting in your heart. It usually is the oldest. So be mindful of that and be aware of that, inshallah. So these like heavy emotions, they need to be faced, okay? Because the heart shouldn't, like should not be a container for them. I mean, I know most people don't do this, but the best thing to usually do is when we go through pain, loss, grief, betrayal, is usually to address all of it and be present with it. But sadly, majority of us don't do that. We either disconnect, because it's the safest thing to do at that point, because it's safer for me to disconnect and carry on functioning, while if I connect to this pain, it may stop me from functioning. I may not be able to carry on, or I may, you know, I may not be able to go to school tomorrow. I may not be able to face the world, or there may be shame attached to it. Or, you know, so many things, the reason why we sometimes disconnect from pain. Okay. And we're doing the opposite now. We're actually going to face all of it, even the shame, even the guilt, which are really heavy, hard emotions, because guilt and shame is usually attached to us, while betrayal, heartbreak, grief, loss, you know, all this is connected to another person or a other. So, you know, I want you to recognize when emotions like guilt and shame come up. Because like I said, they're very heavy emotions because they are focused on us. It's our guilt and it's our shame that we would be carrying. So like I was saying, the heart shouldn't be a container for these. And sometimes we need to ask ourselves, why are we still carrying this? And, you know, sometimes the simple answers are that we just haven't had time to heal, or even to know how to heal, or even if there was such a thing, or we were just told, oh, time will heal. We didn't even know. And then and very important thing I want to mention here as well, there's also a spiritual bypass where it's just like, just do dua, right? And it will go. So you're essentially telling somebody, make dua, and I'm just going to be healed. For sure, there's no doubt about that. You know, dua is very powerful. You ask Allah for healing and Allah will heal you. But you need to know what your pain is first. You need to know what you're asking for. You need to know how you are conveying this dua to Allah, and what message is it? What is the pain? So you do need to know, and you do need other methods sometimes to heal from it. It's almost like saying that my tooth is hurting, but I'm just going to make dua and hoping that the tooth pain goes away. Yeah, actually, you probably need a root canal. So you would make dua for sure, but you would still go to the dentist. You know, when your knees and back are hurting, or, you know, you've got something, your blood pressure's gone high, or something's happened physically to yourself, you're not going to stay at home and just say, I'm just going to make dua and not do anything. You make dua, you ask Allah for healing, and you also go and seek the healing. So it's exactly the same with emotional pain. I think there's a lot of stigma around it, almost like you just need to get over it. And, you know, like I said, the spiritual bypass of just make dua. And this isn't how it works. You do need to face what's bothering you, because otherwise it just gets deposited in the heart. Always just like another thing that's just going to go into that same container. Another thing that's happened, I'll just put in the same container. And we don't realize that over time, this container is building and building, and it's carrying stuff which is very hard, very heavy, very dark, very negative. And it's spoiling the functionality of that vessel. You know, that vessel wasn't supposed to contain this. And it will break at some point for sure. There's also another element to this, and that is that sometimes we don't want to heal. And we need to ask ourselves, and we need to be really honest with ourselves, that why don't I want to heal? Right? Is it because carrying this pain serves me? Does it have a purpose for me? Like, if I could say to people, but you know that I've been through this, but you know how hard my life is, or how hard my childhood was. So ask yourself, are you leaving it there because it serves as a purpose? I can just use it to my advantage to get through, you know, this life, because that's not good. That's destructive. It's really, really unhealthy. So I really want you to ask this hard question to yourself. And whatever it is, the point of the matter is, the pain has been there and it needs to be healed. Because if it doesn't, it's going to become disease in your body. Okay, if it's there and it keeps accumulating, if it's already there and there is like years of it, and if more is added onto it, it's disease in your body. So take each unhealed emotion and pain and write it down for yourself, and join me on the next episode to start this healing journey together, inshallah.